Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Kama Daf Pei Hei. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a specially marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 4 lines from the top of daf Pei Hei. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side where we have in our margin a nosei, a topic heading, slash mivneh, structural note. A diamond is featured. You will see diamonds in the Gemara text. And in fact, they're numbered off, lettered off, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, 4 of them. And we've written Dalet Shlovim, 4 stages, Lahasbir, Mahu HaTashlim Shel, Tzar, B'mokim, Nezek. How are we to calculate or arrive at a conclusion as to how one pays the pain payment? Tzar is for the payment for tzar, for pain. B'mokim Nezek, when you're already paying for the devaluation or the depreciation in the individual as a result of the damage. So we've discussed this in our previous shurim. There's a depreciation payment, and then there are additional payments, and we're focusing right now on the payment for the pain experienced. So the Gemara opens up with a quote on the 4th line from the top. Oimdim kama odom kayotze bozeh. Roitze litol yos mitzdayer kach. We estimate how much would a person like this be willing to accept as payment to subject him to be subjected to this kind of payment, to this kind of pain. Tsar b'mokim nezek hechi shayminon. So how do we go about evaluating? Shayminon is to make an evaluation. An estimation of how much to pay, where, let us say, a person's arm was cut off and payment is to be made. How do we calculate the pain payment? Stage 1. Omar Avod Ishmael, Oimdim Kama Odom Roitze Litoil, Liktoya Loy Yodo. We're going to translate. The Gemara will reject this, but first we translate. How much would a person take? How much would a person accept in payment to have his arm cut off? The Gemara reacts to that suggestion with a tone of wonderment. Liktoya loy yodo, to have one's arm cut off. Lo tsar luchudehu ha kulu chamisho dvorimika. An example like that involves not just pain, but all 5 payments that we have alluded to already in the past shiurim. Secondly, v'yoyed b'shuftani askinon. Are we talking about a fool? Someone who would take money to have his arm cut off? So that's not going to be the explanation here. We are trying to evaluate. How do you evaluate the pain payment? Elo liktoya yodoi hakitua. How much would a person take to have his arm that's already practically cut off? It's an arm that is attached right now only with some sinews to his body, but it's not fit for any work. So how much would a person accept to have an arm like that cut off? The Gemara rejects this as well. Yodo haktua nami lo tsar l'chudei ika. With regard to an arm in that state, you're involved with a payment, not just a pain factor. Ha tsar uboishes iko deksifo le milso le mishkal mibsoro le mishte le klovim. There's another payment that would have to be made. And right now, we're focusing on how do you estimate the tsar payment in isolation. If this were the example, you would have not just the pain factor, but there's an embarrassment factor where a person is subjected to a limb of his being removed and then fed to the dogs. It's embarrassing. Elam, oindin kama odom roitza litoil, how much would a person accept in payment? Liktoya lo yodoi hamuchtov lamalchus bein sam lesayef. The term muchtov lamalchus means that the arm has been sentenced by the government to be cut off. There are certain regimes that exist in the world that their means of, let's say, punishment is through cutting off limbs. So let us assume that that's the case. So a person has an arm that's already going to be cut off by the government. How much would a person accept to have an arm that would be cut off, let us say, under an anesthetic, to have it cut off without the anesthetic? So the amount that a person would accept for that is what the thinking is would be the, we call the tsar factor, the tsar amount. The Gemara says back, Amri, Hocha Nami, in this example too, Lo Shokil Umitzdar Nafshe. A person is not going to take any amount of money to be subjected to a painful amputation. So that's not a way to come to an acceptable amount of money. Ella, rather, and here we're at our final stage, Oindim kama odom roitze litain liktaya lo yodo ha muchtav lamachus. It's a kind of the same scenario where a person's arm has been sentenced to amputation, removal by the government, and the government is planning to remove the arm in a painful fashion. And how much would a person be willing to pay? Bein Sayef Lasam. Notice the reverse order, and you'll notice we have that dashed underline before, Bein Sam Lasayef. Here it's Bein Sayef. Right now, the plan of the government is to remove it. By Sayef literally means a sword, chopping it off, very painful. How much would you pay the government to have it done under anesthetic, under anesthesia? Basam, Sam, a numbing medicine. The Gemara asks, "Hi, litoil." Notice we have an arrow, and this sends you back to the initial quote from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that we evaluate through the amount that a person is willing to take. Here, according to the last answer we gave, is how much is a person willing to pay? So the Gemara is asking, "Hi, litoil." Litoil means to receive. The expression should have been, how much would a person be willing to give? Omar Rav Huna braid Rav Yoshua. So Rav Huna justifies the expression litol while maintaining the same understanding that we had at our fourth stage. Litol ze mi ze mashenosan ze. A lot of pronouns over here. So it works as follows. How much would litoil, here we're preserving the word from the Mishnah, litoil zeh, how much would the victim, the nizik, take, mizeh, from the mazik? How much is that? It's the amount that a person would pay, that a person would give, nosan, to give to the king, to the government. So we're preserving our fourth stage explanation. How much would a person pay? And once you establish how much a person would pay, that's the amount that the nizak, the victim, will litoil, will receive, which was the word in the Mishnah, from the offender. We continue with the next payment. Ripui, hiko chayov, l'rapoisai. Ripui is the medical expenses. One who was hit by an offender has to pay. Then the Mishnah went on to say, olu boit smochim, imach masamaka chayav, shaloi mach masamaka, etc. Some type of bruises or ulcers developed, if it's a result of the initial impact that the offender caused, so the offender has to pay for the medical expenses involving those blisters and bruises that developed. If they developed not a result of the makkah, so the Mishnah went on to speak about that. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei / Mivneh heading. You'll notice we have Roman numerals 1 through 3. They represent 3 Deus Tanoim, 3 Tanaic opinions, Be'olu Tzmochem Machma Samaka, Chayvas Tashlum Ripui V'Sheves. Ulcers, blisters that developed as a result of the initial impact. What obligations are there on the offender regarding medical expenses and sheves? Sheves is the unemployment payment. The Gemara. Tonu Rabbonan. Olu bo tzmochem. These ulcers developed on the flesh. Machmas hamaka. V'nistura hamaka. If as a result of the impact they arose and it irritated the original situation. In other words, he relapsed into the damage done to him. Chayav l'rapoisoi v'chayav litein loy demei shiftoi. The offender has to pay medical expenses and he has to pay unemployment. Shaloi machmas hamaka. If the victim developed these blisters and ulcers, but not related to the impact, Eino chayav l'rapoisoi ve'eino chayav litein loy demei shifto. Then the obligations toward those payments don't exist. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af machmas hamaka. Even when the blisters and ulcers arise as a result of the impact, chayav l'rapoisoi ve'eino chayav litein loy demei shifto. There is an obligation to pay for the medical expenses, but no obligation to pay for his unemployment. V'chachomim oimrim shifto urefuaso. In the pasuk, these payments appear one after the other. The pasuk says v'rak shifto yitain v'rapo yirape. So in the pasuk, the words appear next to one another. And the third opinion says, Kol shechayav b'sheves, if there's an obligation to pay for the unemployment, then that justifies paying medical expenses. V'sheinu chayav b'sheves, situations where there's no obligation to pay for the unemployment, ain't no chayav b'ripui, there would be no obligation to pay for the medical expenses. So if you take, let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda, the second opinion in this source. He described the situation where the tzmochim are machmas hamaka and there's no chiyuv of sheves. So the chachomim in the third position would say, oh, if you're saying there's no chiyuv of sheves, there's not going to be any chiyuv of ripoy either. B'mai komiflegi. We want to know what is the basis or concerning what point do these authorities disagree? Initially, the Gemara is going to focus on the first and second opinions. Later, the Gemara will also focus on the Rabbonim Basroi as well. Before we go on in the Gemara, there's a Rashi, almost across from here, a line or two up. Hochi Garsinon, V'chachomim oimrim shifto rufuoso kol shiesh nevuhulei. Hikishon Akosuf. This third opinion that we saw in the source refers to the comparison of the Sheves and Ripui payments in the Pasuk. V'zeh she'ein chayav b'sheves, an example where there's no payment of unemployment made, ain't no chayv ripoy. Offender doesn't have to pay medical expenses. Rabbonin Kamoi, the first opinion, the first Rabbonin in this source, that was Roman number one, Mechayvi Le Letravayu. He obligates both payments to be made. If you had Smochim as a result of the initial impact, Ripoy and Sheves have to be paid. Well, now, as we said, we raised the question of what is the underlying basis of this disagreement in the source. Structurally, we have two approaches. Rabbah is going to moderate this discussion. He will tell us that he chanced upon, he met the rabbis in the yeshiva, and they were offering their explanation, and he responds with his explanation. So marking-wise, you'll notice we have a squiggle underlined. First expression under is there that we've noted, Ashkechtinu l'rabbonin the bebei rav di yasvi. That's where Rabbah tells us about the ones he met, and the ko'amri, the v'karmi you see in a bow tie, and they were saying. And then, if you go down a couple lines, you see v'amino l'ho ano, and that's I then said to them. So you have v'karmi is reflects their opinion, and ano my opinion. Also, we've used a triangle to highlight the expressions komifligi and the expression de kule alma. De komifligi means point of disagreement, and de kule alma indicates agreement. So now the Gemara. Omar Rabba, Ashkachtinu the Rabbonin bebei Rav, the Yasvi v'Kamri. I found the Rabbonin in the Bei Rav in the Yeshiva seated and saying, Hocha, the discussion above in the Tanaic source surrounds b'maka nitna li'eged komiflegi. Maka is the bruise, nitna li'eged, can it be bound? Is the victim entitled to wrap up the injury for comfort purposes? What do we mean by comfort purposes? Because of the open wound the victim is made uncomfortable having the wound open and exposed to the cold. So it's just to provide comfort for the victim of the impact, and as a result of wrapping the wound simply to protect him from the cold, these ulcers develop because of the heat and the heat and the sweat that developed under the bandaging. I think that we've tried to make it clear, but let's just say the obvious point now again, and that is that we're talking about a bandaging that's not for medicinal purposes, but it's rather for comfort purposes. And then the ulcers developed as a result. The Gemara continues, Rabbonon Savri, the first opinion holds, Maka nitna li'eged. It's within the realm of permission granted to the victim to do that, to provide himself with comfort. And since all of this is a result of the initial impact, the offender has to pay for the ulcers that developed. Rabbi Huda Sovar Maka lo nitna li'eged. The binding is not something that the victim, that the patient is allowed to do. It's not part of the we'll say the healing process that he would be entitled to do. So now we explain Rabbi Huda. Don't forget, Rabbi Huda in the source said that ripoy, medicinal or therapeutic payment, has to be made, but unemployment not. Now if he bound himself in this way, and it's not something that is an option that we allow the victim to pursue, ripoy de tana bekra mechayev. Ripoy that repeats in the pasuk, namely, it says verapo yirape. That phrase is stated in a doubled fashion in the pasuk, so that you have to pay. Sheves deloy tona beikro lo mechayev. The Sheves in the pasuk that we just cited, rak shivto yitain shivto, is his unemployment, but it's stated singularly. It's not doubled. Tona means doubled. It's not doubled in the pasuk. Lo mechayev, so the offender doesn't have to pay for that. V'amino lo ano, and I, says Rabba, said to them, imako lo nitno li eged. If you are going to say, or if you're going to work with that assumption that you're not allowed to, that's not an option that the victim is entitled to, and that's how you were just explaining Rabbi Yehuda. If that were so, ripui nami lo mechayev, there would be no expectation to pay for the medical expenses either. Elo de kule almo, mako nitno li eged. V'lo nitno li eged, yisera. So the Rabba tells you that in contrast to the Tanakama, the maka is allowed to be bound, however, not extra bound. And here the victim did a little extra twist on the bandage, so to speak, or maybe added an additional layer to the bandage. But he did something extra in the bandaging. Rabbi Yehuda Sofar came on to lo nitno the eged yisera, since he wasn't entitled to do that. Ripoy the Tana Beikra Mechayev, the medical expenses that arise as a result of the development of the tzmochim, the ulcers, that the offender has to pay for. Bear in mind, though, that I believe the logic behind this is that the basic bandaging was allowed. So as a result, we then pay attention to the double expression and obligate the offender to compensate for medical expenses. However, Sheves, the lo tona beikra lo mechayev. The Sheves, the unemployment, which was not doubled, so the offender, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not obligated to pay. Rabbanan Savri, the first opinion in the source holds, kevan de tona beikra beripui, since at Ripoy, the doubling appeared. Asheves nami mechayev. The outcome regarding unemployment will be the same. The iskish the Ripoy. It's compared. Sheves is compared to Ripoy. So it wasn't necessary for the pasuk to double Ripoy and Sheves. Double just Ripoy. Have Sheves being compared to Ripoy. And I come out with the conclusion of the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, the first opinion, that in the maka that was given, that was treated with eged yisera, the offender must pay sheves as well. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, sheves lo mechayev. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda says no. In other words, he it seems from here that he's recognizing the fact that there's a seeming comparison in the pasuk, but nevertheless, sheves will not be obligatory. He is exempt from paying for that. Demate rachmona rak. There was a special word added in this particular case. It said rak shivto itain v'rapo yirapes. So the word rak is a limitation expression, and it tells me that is not going to be the sheves, the shivto, his unemployment is not going to be paid. V'rabonan rak, the rabonan, what do they do with that word rak? L'sheloi machmas amaku dosa. That is informing us that there is exemption in the case of the ulcers that arise not as a result of the maka. Ulorabonan basroi di amri. According to the final opinion, the third opinion in the source above, that said, kol shechayov b'sheves chayov b'ripui. Chol she'eno chayov b'sheves eno chayov b'ripui. Ripui de tono be'kro lomali. What is the sense of having ripui doubled? We saw the previous opinions and what they said about the doubling of the ripui. That's why we have the little stars to the side of the Gemara text. So you can see each one on their respective lines what they did with the Tona Beikra, the doubling of the ripui. What do the Rabbanan Basroi do with the doubling of ripui? After all, the Rabbanan Basroi said that not only is there an exemption for paying the Sheves, but as a result of that exemption, there's an exemption from the ripui as well. So what's the doubling of ripui? What do we gain by that in the Torah? So according to the third opinion, niboya le lichidetona debei Rabbi Shmuel, they need it for the teaching of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, the Bay Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, and the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, it is said, V'rapo yirapeh, here's our doubled pasuk, Mikan shenitan rishus l'roife l'rapos, from here, the Torah grants permission to doctors to intervene in providing medical relief. The Rashi explains, some people might be raising their eyebrows at this point. What do you mean the doctors need permission? So the thinking might have been, had you not had a pasuk, the thinking might have been that if the Almighty has smitten someone with some type of ailment or caused someone to be the victim of impact, that's a divine ruling, a divine decision. Who are we, mere mortals, to intervene with the divine ruling? So that's maybe what one might have thought, but the pasuk comes to say, even though things may appear to be of a divine nature, the Almighty Himself allows doctors to intervene with their medical assistance. The Tosfos raises a very nice point. The third to last Tosfos, Shenitna Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapos, Vim Tomar, you might ask, V'ha Me'Rapo L'Chudei Shamin Olei, just say the word once in the Torah. Why do we need it doubled to convey this message? So we answered, the Havamina, I would have thought had the word not been doubled, Hanimili Makabi Deodam. What kind of injury, what kind of suffering can doctors heal? Things that happen as a result of man. A person was beaten by some other man. Aval Chayli Hababi Deshamayim. And an ailment that comes without having been accosted by some offender. It appears that I'm coming along to try to undo what the divine ruling had in store for this poor chap. The doubled expression says that even ailments that develop on their own, doctors are allowed to attempt to provide succor and relief. We turn back to the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Minayan shim olu bo tzmochim machmas hamako v'nistru hamako. From where do we know that if ulcers develop and cause a relapse of the injury, shechayev l'raposu v'chayev litein lo yishifto, that there is an obligation to pay medical expenses and unemployment. Tamaloma rak shivto yitain v'rapo yirape. That is what the pasuk said. The yochol afilu shelo machmas amaka, could there be such an expectation even if the tzmochim develop not as a result of the initial injury? Tamaloma rak. The word rak tells me that in a case like that, there's exemption. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, now, he is going to say something that the Gemara will react to with two opinions. So first we read what he says. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Af machmas hamaka potur, shenemar rak. What does he mean by that? Iko diamri, Af machmas hamaka potur legamri. Kirabonan basroi. Ulcers that develop as a result of the initial impact, the offender is totally exempt. And that's like the third opinion that we saw in the source above, the Rabbanan basroi. The Iko diamri, another approach, says Af machmas hamaka potur misheves. he is exempt from paying the unemployment rate. V'chayav beripui. But there is an obligation to pay medical expenses. Keman, like whom would Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda be ruling? Kavua, like his father, like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, these are the opinions that we saw above in the Tanaic source. When it says Kavua, I hope it's clear that that's the father of Rabbi Yossi. His name is Rabbi Yossi Bar, the son of Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda appeared above in the source, making a distinction between the medical expenses for the smochim that arose as a result of the initial impact, that they have to be paid for, but not the unemployment. Omar Mar, a quote from above. We have a source that we just saw, just a couple lines up. You can see we have a squiggled arrow into the immediate side of the text, of the Gemara text. Yochol af shaloi machmas hamaka. Would there be obligation for paying for the expenses even if it's not a result of the impact? Talmud lomar rak. So the word rak in the Torah would appear to offer or be the source of exemption. The question here is, do you really need a scriptural source to teach you the obvious? Sheloi machmas hamaka boy kra. Ulcers that developed that have nothing to do, not a result of the impact, would you have thought that the offender should have to compensate, pay medical expenses for that? You wouldn't have thought that in the first place. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me the obvious? So you'll ask, how did these ulcers develop? Because the victim himself was negligent and brought it on himself. Why in the world would the offender? Why would you have thought the offender should pay? The Gemara answers, Amri mai shaloi machmas hamaka. When the source said, Simochim that developed shaloi machmas hamaka, what was it? What was the intent? Kedesanya, as is taught in the following. Before we go on, I just want to repeat a point we just made, and it was that in explaining shaloi machmas hamaka, we said, well, then how did the ulcers develop? We said, because the victim was negligent, was irresponsible with regard to his own healing. We're going to now present a source in which we're going to explain Shalom Machmas Hamaka, but at the end of this explanation, we're going to end up saying that the ulcers develop, but not as a result of total negligence per se. Kedisanya. Harei Sha'ovar al Divrei Harei. For the person, here we have a person that was victimized by an offender. He was impacted by him. And the doctor gave orders. And this guy violated, the victim here violated the doctor's orders. The doctor said not to eat the following, and he did eat. V'yochal dvash, kol minei masika. He was warned not to consume honey or other sweets. V'nei shedvash v'chol minei masika koshin lamaka. This honey and other sweets are injurious, harmful to a person who suffered the impact. And v'helo makosu gargusni, and the bruise, the impact that he suffered initially, then developed gargusni. The Gemara on the next line will ask, what is gargusni? But in the meantime, the word appears as it is. Yochel yehei chayev l'raposu, shall the offender, the mazik, be expected to compensate for his medical expenses now as a result of the victim violating the doctor's instructions? Talmud lo marak. So the Tepasuk says, no, he doesn't have to pay. And what's the point of this? The point here is that the eating of the sweets, or let's say the violation of doctor's orders in this case, which saw the victim eating the sweets, is not viewed as total, we'll say, negligence and irresponsibility. And therefore, maybe there was room to think that even though the guy violated the doctor's orders, the original offender should still be held responsible to pay medical bills. Oh, so for the, regarding this scenario, the Pusuk says, Rak, expression that minimizes or excludes, and therefore the offender is exempt from paying under these circumstances the medical expenses. My Gargusni, in the source we read that as a result of violating the doctor's orders and eating the sweets, so the bruise developed Gargusni. What is that? Omar Abaye, Nosa Krichta. Rashi says Besar Mace. Dead flesh. My asute. What if this does happen, that the flesh appears to be decaying? What's the solution? What's the medicine for that? And here we have a few words. The translation is not essential. Rashi gives French words for a couple of them. The following are the ingredients: Ola, Vekiro, Kiro is wax, Vekalba, and Kalba as well. Ve'i Omar Le, Asio Chano. If the Mazik says, listen, instead of my paying you money to hire a doctor, I'll do the healing myself. Omar Le, the Nizak, the victim, can respond and say, nothing doing. Domis Olai, Domis, where Domi, Dome means you appear to me. I view you as Ka'arye Arba, like a lion lying in wait. And those, I don't trust you. V'i Amale, and if the Mazik, the offender, says, Ma'isino Asya Demogain Bemogain, I'm going to bring a doctor who will heal for nothing. So I'm not, instead of my laying out money, I'll bring a doctor who will do it for free. Amale, the Nizak, the victim, can say back, Asya de Mogain Bemogain, a doctor who heals for nothing, Mogain Shave is worth nothing. V'i Omar, and if the offender says, Maisino Loch Asya Rechika, I'm gonna order a doctor, hire a doctor. He lives far away, but he's gonna give me a really good rate. Omar Le, the victim can say, Asya Rechika, Aino Avira. Rashi says, Eino Avira, Rashi that we're looking at is about six lines from the bottom. She'osud leilech ledarko, v'ein chushish im iver eino shelzeh. We're talking about a doctor that was hired for some type of eye ailment. A doctor that comes from afar, he goes back to his home that's far away, and the patient whose eye needed help, if it goes blind, it's not going to be of any concern to a doctor who lives far away. The E. Omar Le Heish. Now we turn the tables around and focus on the Nizak initiating the offer. If the victim says, Hav li ladidi, you give me the money, Vano masino nafshoy, and I'll heal myself. Just give me the cash. I'm not going to use it to hire a doctor. I'm going to heal myself. Omar Le, the Mazik says, no, I don't agree with that. Pashata ben Afshecha v'shaklus mino itfei. You're going to be irresponsible, negligent in the necessary steps needed for achieving health. You're going to pashata, which indicates negligence on yourself, and demand more money and take from me even more money. V'yomalei kaitzli mekatz, and if the Nizak says, oh, if that's what you're afraid of, so I'll give you a fixed amount, but pay me the fixed amount, and I'm going to heal myself without hiring a doctor. Amalei, the Mazik can reject that offer too. Kol shekein de pashata ben afshach, and all the more so, I'm not happy with that, because if you are going to be negligent regarding yourself, the Korali, and I'm going to end up being called Shor HaMazik, the damaging ox. Rashi says, Kol Shekein, three lines from the bottom, the Kol Shekein Delo Nicholi Bahi. This suggestion of having a fixed price I'm even more unhappy with that. De'i pashata benafshach, if you are negligent with regard to your own healing, kenai godol huli the koroli shor amazik, it's going to ruin my reputation even more, and people will call me the damaging ox. Tana, we continue in the Gemara with a Tanaic source for chulon mishtalmin b'mokim nezek. All of the payments that the Torah orders, we've mentioned pain, medical expenses, unemployment, embarrassment, all of those are payments that are made in addition to the nezek payment. Nezek is the depreciation of value of the individual as a result of the injury. Menohani mili, from where do we know that? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, Petza tachas petza. The double expression, litain tsar b'mokin nezik. That in addition to the nezik, the depreciation, tsar is also paid, the pain value. Before we go further, on the side of the Gemara, we have our nosei / mivne heading. A squiggle underline will appear together with a crown shape. These are Makoros sources. Shedalet atashlumin heim benoisif l'tashlum shel nezek. The four payments of tsar, sheves, ripui, and boishes are in addition to the payment of nezek. Hagemor tovi makoros l'shtei alochas. The Gemara will bring sources for two, namely tsar b'mokom nezek and ripui b'mokom nezek. The crown highlights the first we already read, tsar b'mokom nezek. And as we continue, Talmud Beis, fourth line from the top, you'll see Refuah B'mokom Nezek. I also want to point out that the way we've marked with the squiggle underline, we've highlighted Mishmei Derava. The reason for that marking is that for the first point we read already, Rav Zvid quoted Rava. For the second point, you'll see Rav Papa quoting Rava. So now the Gemara goes on. We just learned Petza, Tachas Petza tells me that the tsar, the pain payment, is in addition to the depreciation value that's paid to the victim. Hi, mi boyalei, but Petza, Tachas Petza is needed for, and we continue to the top of Amud Beis, the rabbis shegeg kemezid v'yonis kerotzon, and when it comes to payment for damages, we disregard issue of intent, even if it was shogig, if it was unintentional. It's treated the same way as an intentional offender, and or if it was oinus, something beyond his control, but he caused damage, he has to pay just like kerotzen, just like something done willingly. So petza tachas petza is needed for that. It doesn't inform me that pain payment is in addition to the nezek payment. More answers. Im kain nichtev kro petza bepetza. If the pasuk is really to tell me shegeg kemezid and einis kerotzen, let the pasuk write petza bepetza. Double, if the point is just to tell me that, so double the expression. My petza tachas petza. Why the additional word tachas? Why is that added? Shmami no tarti. It enables me to draw both conclusions, namely shegeg kemezid and tsar b'mokom nezek. Rav Papa mishmei derava omar, omar kro verapo yirape, litain refuah b'mokom nezek. The double expression tells me that the medical expenses are paid in addition to the nezek, the depreciation value. The Gemara asks, hi, mi boyalei lichede tona de Be'er Yishmael, but I need that for the Tana Rebbe Shmuel's teaching, the Tana Rebbe Shmuel, v'rapo yirape, mikan shenitna reshus l'roifei l'rapois. From here we learned, we saw this on Amud Aleph, that from here we learned that the Almighty grants permission to the doctors to offer medical attention. So we've used it up already, the double expression for reshus l'roifei l'rapois. How do I know refuah b'mokim nezek? Im kain nichtev kro v'roifei yirapei. If the pasuk is there to tell me simply that the doctor has a right to offer offer healing, then it should have written Rapo Yerapesh. Shema Mino, from the fact that it doesn't write for Roifei Yerapeh, the doctor shall heal, but it says Verapo Yerapeh, that enables me to conclude Litain Refua, B'mokei Nezek, to inform me of how the payment is made. Namely, medical expenses are in addition to the Nezek, the depreciation value. V'akati miboyele lechadamoron lemisni bay krobaripui. But I still need the double expression for what we learned on Omer Aleph. And here we have a marking. You can see the star marking from which we learned that we went through a few approaches to this, the double expression. But on Omer Aleph we saw, where you see the star in the second wide line, Ripu Detonabe Mechayev, that's an explanation we saw for Rabbi Yehuda, for example, where the Maka was lo nitna li eged, and he did. That was our first time we saw that, but then we saw in the course of the sugya a few more of those. So the doubling of the pasuk was needed for whatever we had concluded back on Omer Aleph. It doesn't tell me about the, it's therefore not telling me about how payments are made in terms of ripui b'mokei nezek. Well, im kain, if that were so, lema kra'oi rafoi rafoi oi yirapei yirapei, if the pasuk was for lemisni be'kra, for the doubling purpose, and whatever we concluded on Omer Aleph, then use the same word twice. My virapo yirape. Why the change in grammar when doubling the expression? Shma mino, this enables me to conclude this additional point. This basically the third point, namely litain refuah b'mokei nezek. So we saw from this posik virapo yirape, we see nitan reshus l'rafei l'rapois. We see the misnebe kro idea, the doubling of the word. And we see the payment method of paying for refuah b'mokei nezek. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new train of thought. We glance in the margin where we have the nosei slash mivne heading. A double underline appears, one of our series markings. In our Gemara text itself, you can see the words tsar, and then a few lines later, ripui, shevis, and boshes, the four payments that we've mentioned that exist in addition to nezek. From the fact that we've been saying till now that these payments are to be made in addition to the depreciation value, it leaves room for one to conclude that these payments can appear in isolation from or without being attached to depreciation. Up till now, we've been discussing the payments, these four additional payments, in addition to the Nezek payment. What about them being paid on their own? So on the side, we've noted Mitzias Dalet HaTashlumin Shelo B'Mokom Nezek. Describe a situation where these payments could be made, would be made by an offender in a situation where there is no depreciation that arises. So now the Gemara. Michlal, we infer from what we've been saying till now, the Mishkachas Lu Shelo B'Mokom Nezek, that these payments can exist in isolated from nezek, or in the absence of nezek, of depreciation. So shelo b'mokom nezek hechi mishkachas lehu, where do you find these payments in isolation? Tsar kidiktoni. We'll give you an example of tsar, the pain payment, as is taught in the following. Tsar, pain, kvo b'shpudo b'masmer, v'afilu al tziporno mokom she'eno oise chabura. If the offender burnt someone with a spit, or banged him on his fingernails. Both of these are examples of pain that the victim experiences, but these do not result in any bruise. It's mokom on a part of the body, she'eino oisachabura, where there's no bruise that arises. Basically, all there is pain, and that has to be paid for by the offender. Ripui, what is an example of medical expenses that can arise on the obligatory upon the offender in isolation from depreciation? Davikoyev le midi vesolik. Imagine a person was suffering from something. Vaisi le sama harifa, and a person presented a very strong medicine, a very strong salve. Ve'achvere lebisre, and as a result of this, we'll say, overly strong treatment, the patient's flesh turned white. D'tzorech li'oisve le sama linkute gavna debisre. Now, as a result of that, he's going to need medical treatment to restore the flesh tone to what it originally was. Well, there you have an example of the need for medical expenses in the absence of any depreciation. In other words, restoring the flesh from an overly white non-flesh complexion back to its normal complexion is pure medical, a purely medical expense. Sheves, unemployment without depreciation. Dahatke beinderuna umatle. Someone locked. Hatke is he bound or locked him in an inderun, in a room, and didn't touch the man's body, didn't touch the victim's body, simply forced unemployment by locking him in a room. So you have to pay for the lost income. Boishes, an example of boishes, an embarrassment payment without any depreciation. The rokle ba'pe, some offenders spit into the victim's face. Sheves ro'inoy sekilu hu shomer kishuin. The sheves payment, the unemployment payment, we mentioned, it involves viewing the victim, whose arm was cut off, view him as a shomer kishuim, as a guard of a field in which kishuim grows. In order to be a guard of a field, you need to have mobility, so that even though one's arm was cut off, he still has his legs, and he has mobility, and can serve as a guard, which involves circulating around the field. Tonu Rabbonon. We have a Tanaic source that addresses a case of someone whose arm was cut off by an offender. Sheves, the unemployment payment. Royan oisoi kiilu hu shomer kishuin. We view the victim as a guard of a kishuin field. Kishuin, a type of vegetation, and now that he has been injured, his income would be based on that type of occupation, where he is a guard of a kishuin field. Vim toimar loksa midas hadin. You might say that there's an injustice over here. If we skip the brackets just momentarily, the source responds and says, midas hadin lo loksa. What's the reason for thinking that maybe there's an injustice here? So within the brackets, we will see that. I just wanted you to get a feeling of how the flow of this source is to be understood. After the brackets, there's a response, as we just demonstrated. Now, within the brackets, what's the thinking here about the injustice? What dechi mispach hai gavro lav agro de shomer kishuin hu shokil eladoli davlo v'shokil agro. inami also b'shliach v'shokil agro. Techi misbach, there's a machlokis Rashi and Tosfos on how to understand this. According to Tosfos, it's a description of the person before he was injured. When he was still healthy and complete, he was not taking the low wages. He wasn't receiving the low wages of a kishuim field guard. He was shokil, it says here, elodoli davlo. He, before his arm was cut off, he was able to be employed in a more lucrative area. Doli davlo, watering fields, drawing water and watering fields, and getting paid for that. Shokil agra, getting paid for that. Inami, or he was able to work as a shaliach. And if you look at the Rashi carefully, this is a description of someone who's maybe his foot was cut off. Prior to that, he was ozil b'shliach v'shokil agra. He was able to function as an agent, an emissary, sent on missions to do things, and now he can't. So this is the Rashi, I should point out, says that the chimisbach would mean that when he gets better from this, he will be making more money. Why then, during his unemployment, should he be getting paid this low wage? So now the Gebraisa continues. Midas hadin lo loksa. Have no fear. The letter of the law, or a sense of justice, midas hadin, justice lo loksa, hasn't been impinged. Shekvar nosan lo deme yodo udeme raglo. The victim of this attacker has already been compensated for either his the value of his arm. That's the depreciation value as a result of losing the arm, or the depreciation value as a result of losing the leg. So that in that payment, there is already factored in the amount he would have earned in his original higher income. So in addition to that, we say that while he's totally incapacitated, he's able to draw a payment from the offender, an unemployment payment, that would have at a rate that would have been paid to a shomer kishuim, a guard of a kishuim field. As we go on in the Gemara, we have some markings. We have a diamond which highlights comments made by Rava. Rava opens up with a comment, and then a few lines later, the next diamond is introduced by a crown shape, which represents questions. So the first of the questions that we'll see is raised by Rava. Later on the page, you'll see Rava. Don't confuse the names. Rava raises a question. This information is contained on the side under our Mivneh heading, where the diamond is featured. That's Divrei Rava. Then we have an additional heading, the Nosei Mivneh, highlights triangles, and a squiggle underline will be used. The Tashlum HaNezek, the Nezek depreciation payment, Al Evorim Misuyomim, regarding different limbs. Tashlum HaSheves, Sheroi L'Shalim Lo Al Tkufas Chol Yoi Mishum Oysom Evorim. And in addition to the depreciation value for the loss of specific limbs, we'll also see reference to the unemployment rate during his total incapacitation for the loss of those limbs. So that when you look over the Gemara, you can see the triangles highlight the different limbs that were injured. Kitas Yodo, later Shibres Ragloi, after that you have Simo Es Eino, and then Hirsho. Let's go through now the Gemara. Omar Rova, Kita Es Yodoi, Noisein lo deme yodo. The offender cut off the victim's arm, so the value of an arm, which we've been calling the depreciation of the individual's value, must be paid. The sheves, and as far as the unemployment rate, roi noisei kiluhu shomer kishuin. We would view him as if he were a guard of a kishuin field. He lost his arm, but he still has mobility because he has legs, so that he could serve as a Shemir Kishuim. Shiber es Ragloi, if the leg was injured, Noisein Loi Deme Raglo, so the value of the foot is paid. The issue of will he be getting better or not, the Gemara will deal with that later on. For the time being, I think we should just assume that just like a cut-off arm is something that doesn't get better, the type of leg break here is one that won't get better. So he's given a payment called Demei Raglo, the depreciation in the fellow's value as a result of losing his leg, Vesheves, and as far as what's the unemployment rate, Royan Oisoi Ki'ilu Hu Shemer Es HaPesach. He would be like someone who sits as a guard at the door, at the entranceway to a particular place. That type of guard doesn't need mobility. He just has to check the people coming in. So he can be seated, even though he has no leg. Simo es eino, if the victim is blinded, noisein lo deme eino, the value of the eye, meaning the depreciation and as a result of loss of eye is to be paid. Mesheves, the unemployment rate, royan oisai kiiluhu matchino berechayim. He can be viewed as someone who would work a grindstone. The sight is not necessary for that type of employment. And Hirsho, a person who was deafened, noisein loi deme kulo. His entire value, the person who lacks the hearing capacity, is essentially worthless. He can't be. He's not worth anything on the market. So his entire value is paid. We have a question. You'll notice we have a long question marking, and the crown shape that you see is explained on the side. She'elois. Binyan Tashlumin. Questions regarding payments. So we have here Rova asks a question, and later Rabba will ask a question. The triangles that you see are featured Hizik Evorim Bozacharzeh, Beloy Oymed Bentayim. Various limbs were injured, removed, one after the other. So we have a sequence of limbs being lost. Some offender is attacking a victim, causing the loss of these limbs in sequence, without an oymed beintayim, without any evaluation in the interim. Mahu shiitein tsar uboishes dechol chala v'chala. The pain payment and the embarrassment payment. According to Tosfos, the question concerns also the medical expenses for each one. Are they paid as individual payments? The emphasis here is that there was, after each injury took place on this same individual, no oimed, no evaluation or assessment was made. Only at the end do we assess. Let's now see the Gemara itself. Boy Rava, Kita es Yodo, Velo Amdihu. A victim's arm was cut off, and the court did not assess the damages. And the court didn't tell the offender, pay thus and thus for the medical expenses, pay thus and thus for the unemployment and for pain. So that did not take place. No assessment took place. And then Shiberas Raglav Lamdu. The unfortunate story continues, and the offender broke the victim's leg, and no assessment. Sima es Enoi, he then blinded his eye, Velo Amdu. Ulubasov, Hirsho, and then finally, he was deafened, Mahu. How do we assess the situation? Mi Amrinon, do we say, Kevan Delo Amdu, since he didn't have the individual assessments along the way. Bechad umdeno sagi lei, with one assessment now, that shall suffice. V'yoyiv le demei kulei b'hadi adodi, and his entire value will be given in one payment. Oidilmo, or maybe chado chado amdinon v'yavinon le. Maybe we still look at each injury that took place, look at each one in isolation, and pay him accordingly. Nafkamina, the practical difference between these two methods of analysis is the boy lemesiv leitzaru boishes the chol chado v'chado. And we mentioned before that according to Tosfos, in addition to tzar boishes, you would also read in here ripui. For each separate stage, there would be a separate pain and separate embarrassment and medical bill. Nehi granted the nezek v'ripui v'sheves the chol chado v'chado lo yahavinon lei. As far as these specific payments, the depreciation value and the unemployment and the medical expense, as I mentioned before, that the Tosfos had a different girsa, but we're not going to commit ourselves to either way of reading this. But it's clear that the question concerns the tzar and boishes, and as far as the nezek and the unemployment payments for each one, those are not paid. The keva de koyovle demei kule, since at the end of the story his entire value was going to be paid, keman de katle domi v'hayoyiv le demei kule. It's as if the victim was killed, and we are in fact paying him his entire value. So in the payment of the entire value, you will include the individual depreciations and unemployments that would have had to been paid along the way. Tsaru boishes mihas dechol chada v'chada yohiv. The issue, though, that we're focusing on is the pain and the embarrassment of each one. Deho have le tsaru boishes. He had experienced pain and embarrassment after each one. V'im timtzeloi ma'kivan delo amduhu koyohiv le demei kule b'hadi adodi. If you say that since he didn't experience the assessment, so it will suffice for us to give him his entire value in one shot. What would be if he did in fact undergo assessment at each stage? Since he experienced the assessment of each one, so those payments must be made. Or since they were not paid, we will be paying him his entire value. And Tosfos points out very importantly that the difference between evaluating each one separately and a single evaluation at the end is that when you evaluate each one separately, there will be a greater amount paid than the single evaluation at the end. You can see in the Tosfos, second line under the Gemara text, in the middle of the line, Tosfos there says, "Nafkamina she'ein oyle kol kach kishayimdin hakol biachad, kemo she'ele kishayimdin kol achas b'fnei atzmo." It doesn't come out to be as great an amount to be paid when all of the damages are assessed in one final assessment. That comes out to be less than the amount that would have to have been paid if payment was made after each individual event took place. So, as you can see, the Gemara itself concludes with a teku. This remains unresolved. Boi Rabba. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a Nosei topic heading, which reads, Sheilas Rabba b'inyan sheves ha pochsosoi b'domim. Rabba will ask about sheves, where a person was rendered unemployed, where there's a devaluation, depreciation in the value of the individual. Pchas zmani, but it's only a temporary depreciation. The Sefer Lachzor, because why do we call it temporary? Because he's going to get better later. Hayim tzorch l'shalim avur oisai pas money. Is there a payment, a depreciation payment that's made for that temporary state of depreciation? So the Gemara, boy Rabba, sheves apichsosoi bedomim mahu. The Tosfos at the bottom, Sheves HaPachsosu B'domi Mahu Kagon, an example of this would be, and we'll see this in the Gemara momentarily, but Tosfos says, Kagon Shika Yodai V'tzamsa V'seif Alachzar, the offender hit this person on his arm, and it experienced a temporary injury. V'sof alafsa means it's going to get better, though. Shemulvad shivto shibuchal yoyim v'yoyim atchis rapei. In addition to the daily unemployment that this fellow experiences until it gets better, nifchisu domov, his value has gone down. Shein b'nei adam b'kim lahakir b'yado im sof alafsa. The general public aren't medically proficient or expert in recognizing this type of injury as one that would get better. People wouldn't buy a person like that as if he were a healthy person in control of both hands. And the general public figures after this impact, he's not going to get better. If you're dealing with that kind of injury that's well known that it heals, Abaye will concede that the only payment would be his loss of income on a daily basis. So the offender would have to compensate him with what he would have been making on a daily basis. So now we turn back to the Gemara. Rabba asks about this phenomenon of Sheves HaPichsosei B'domim Mahu. How are we to look at it? Is a depreciation value to be paid? Hey Chidomi, well, give us an example. How is this to be understood? Kegon Shika Yodav Etzamsu Yodav Etzayf Alavzor. The offender, the attacker, hit him on his arm, caused some type of temporary injury that he will heal. My kevon the seifa lachzor lo yohiv le velo midi. Since he's going to get better, so he will not be paid any fraction, even a fraction of the value of an arm. Odilmo hashtamias afchase. Or do we say that, look, in the meantime, he has been his value has been depreciated, and therefore he does deserve compensation? Once again, this discussion has nothing to do with the unemployment rate. It has to do with the depreciation value. Is there any recognition of the need to pay that under circumstances like this of tzomtza yodoi v'soif alachzor? Toshma. So we try to answer this. This marking appears in an explanation on the side under the Mivneh heading. This is a ma'akav. You'll see that this shape appears numerous times in alternating directions. This is an attempt to keep track of a give-and-take style Gemara. With the narrow part facing upwards, nisyonis lufshin ha-sheila o d'chios shela d'chios. These are attempts to answer the question, or you'll also see them functioning as a rejection of a rejection. In other words, we're going to make a suggestion, the suggestion will be rejected, and then we'll reject the rejection, so that we're reinstating the attempt to answer. The inverted volcano shape represents simple rejections of what was said immediately before. So now we continue. Toshma Hamake Ovivimo Veloy Oso Bohen Chabura, one who hit either his mother, his father or mother, did not create any bruise, any blood flow. V'chayva b'chaver b'yom ha'kippurim, or one who injures his friend on Yom Kippur. We continue at the top of Daf Peivov. Chayav b'chulan. All five payments must be made in either of these examples. Hay lo osa chabura hechidami. In the source that we just read, we saw that the person had hit his mother or father, but did not cause chabura. What is meant by that? Lav kigain shiko al yodei v'seifa lavzor. Is it not, in fact, a case like we are deliberating, case of impacted their arm and it's going to get better? Vikotoni chayav b'kulan. And the source says all the payments must be made. And when we say all the payments must be made, that will include the depreciation value. The Gemara rejects this and says, Amri, this is a rejection. Hocha b'mayaskina kigon shechir shay v'lo asa boi chabura. This is a case not of tzomtza yodoi v'seifa lachzor, but rather it's a case where he deafened them and did not make any injury or cause any blood flow in doing so. The Gemara asks, but v'omar rabo achirish is oviv neherag lefi she'i efshir la'acharisha baloi chabura. One who deafens his father is guilty of having committed a capital offense, and he's executed for that. Why? Because it's impossible to create deafness without a chabura. Tips of the doma naflo le bu'udne, a drop of blood fell, so to speak, or flowed within his ear. The suggestion that we're talking about a case of Hirshoi cannot be the explanation of the source, because the source that we cited has in it lo osa ben chabura. Deafening includes chabura. Elo hocha b'mayaskinon. So then, what is the source talking about? Kegon shigilchay. I want to emphasize that with this we're rejecting the attempt to use the source as an answer to our question. So what is the source then talking about, and then but through which we cannot answer our question? He shaved his head. The Gemara asks, Gilcho, you're saying the source talks about shaving his head? Well, it grows back, and that's exactly what we are asking about. So that if you're going to say it's talking about a case of shaving him, that does address our question, and we'd be able to answer the question that the payments are made. The Gemara says no. We're going to stick with the shaving example, but you'll see how it doesn't answer our question. We have a long marking. Amri, hocha b'mayaskinan, the case of the chavola, the attack without chabura, and he's chayev for all five payments, is kigon shesochay nosha delo hoder. We're sticking with the shaving of the head example, but he didn't shave with a regular barbershop razor, but rather a depilatory was applied, and that causes the hair loss to the point that it doesn't come back. So there's a depreciation in the individual. However, it doesn't deal with our question, because with the depilatory use, the hair won't grow back. That's the that explains the that's a the Nezek payment would be made for that. Tsar, the Tsar payment that the source said all five payments are made. We said Chayav Bekulan. Where's the Tsar in using the depilatory to remove one's hair? The Is Le Kartufni Bereshe. He has Kartufni are described as bikoyim in Rashi. Bikoyim are cracks in the in his flesh, in his head flesh. V'tzavchi ma'anoil kartufni, and he literally he screams out of in pain when you apply the depilatory to one's scalp that has these skin fissures in it. It causes great pain, and so there we've accounted for the tsar payment. Ripui, the medical amount, fee, to buy Asui, he needs medical treatment. Asui means he needs healing, he needs to pay for medicines to heal him for that. And Sheves, where does unemployment figure in here with a man's head who was shaved? Da'av market be'kuvi, he used to be a bar dancer. De'baya machvi gvone Aresha velo machmi me'ano kartufni. He, as a bar dancer, used to make all kinds of head gestures, entertaining head gestures that now he cannot make as a result of these cracks in his scalp. And I say the cracks in the scalp with the depilatory having been applied, he can't make these head gestures anymore. And boishes, as far as embarrassment, ein lecha boishes, gadol mizeh. There's nothing more embarrassing than what this guy was just subjected to, having his scalp shaved or hair removed, and it won't grow back, as we described before. What is the point of our discussion? The point is that the source that was cited doesn't serve as an answer to the question, because we set up the source as talking about a case of a chabura or a depreciation that doesn't get better, doesn't come back. Whereas Rabo was asking about a situation that was like he called Yod Vitzamsa, which is Seif Al Achzor. Umilsa de bayo le Rabba, the matter that was a question to Rabba, the example of his impacted arm that will eventually heal. How do we rule regarding the payment, the payments? So that was a question that bothered Rabba. Pshita le is not a question. It's answer the. It's obvious. La Abaye lahachkisa la Rava lahachkisa. Abaye to one extreme. Kisa literally means this side and Rava to that side. That will be clear in a moment. The Itmar, it was stated. He called Yodav at Samsa v'Soy v'Lachzor. An attacker impacted someone's arm and it experienced the Tzomtza injury, but it will heal. Abaye Omar, Abaye says as far as payment, Noisei lo Sheves Gedola v'Sheves Ktana. Sheves Gedola is what we've referred to up till now using the term Nezek, the depreciation payment, which is reflected by evaluating how much is a person without the arm, how much less is he worth without the arm than he was worth with it. V'Sheves Ktana, that's the unemployment payment that he receives. All the entire time that he's incapacitated, he will be able to draw a salary like a shomer kishuin. The Rav Amar Eino Nosein Lo Elo Demei Shifto Shibachol Yom V'Yom. Rava says the payment will be made only for the income that he would have otherwise been drawing on a daily basis. Whatever he would have made on a daily basis, now that he's incapacitated, he isn't getting that fee, that salary. That is what the offender has to pay. And we don't figure, we don't make the calculation like Abaye said, which would have included a Kishuan field guard rate for the unemployment. But rather, his daily income that he's now not earning, that is the amount the offender will have to pay. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access Marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.